Lesson 1. Phrasal verbs for romantic relationships. Emily and Sarah are friends. Listen to their conversation about dating and romance.
Who was that guy you were talking to at the bar? It looked like he was hitting on you.
Yeah, we struck up a conversation, and eventually he asked me out. I gave him my number, but I'm not sure if I'll actually go out with him.
Oh? How come?
He's nice, but I just don't feel like we have much chemistry, so I don't want to lead him on.
Well, don't be too quick to judge. My last boyfriend and I didn't hit it off right away. I only started to fall for him after we went out a few times, and I got to know him better. We were together for 3 years.
So why'd you split up, if you don't mind my asking?
Not at all. We just started to drift apart. Different interests, different plans for the future. The breakup was mutual.
Ah, that's great. My last relationship was a nightmare. I hooked up with a guy at a New Year's party, and we were together for 6 months, but we were constantly fighting and making up. I don't know how I put up with him for so long.
How'd it end?
He cheated on me. I caught him making out with his ex. He begged me for another chance, but I know he was just trying to jerk me around, so I said no.
Ugh, good for you.
Thanks. So, how about you? Are you going out with anyone at the moment?
Oh, I've gone on a few dates here and there, but nothing serious. To be honest, I'm not really interested in settling down just yet. I'm enjoying the single life too much.
Now let's learn the phrasal verbs from the dialogue. First, Emily says it looked like the guy was hitting on Sarah. To hit on someone is to say or do things that demonstrate romantic or sexual interest in that person. It's usually a combination of comments and gestures, as well as the way you look at the other person. Another way to say this is that the guy was flirting with Sarah. Sarah says the guy asked her out. To ask someone out is to invite the person to go on a date. A date is a romantic encounter. We often say, asked her out for, and then the activity. For example, he asked her out for lunch or for dinner. He asked her out for coffee. He asked her out for drinks. He asked her out for a movie. Sarah then says she's not sure if she likes the guy and she doesn't want to lead him on. This means to provide false hope or expectation to the other person. So if she pretended to be romantically interested, even though she really wasn't, this would be leading him on. Emily then says that she and her last boyfriend didn't hit it off right away. This means they didn't have a special connection immediately. If you hit it off with someone, it means you like each other and you have great social connection from the first moment you meet. However, with time, Emily began to fall for him. The phrasal verb fall for means fall in love with in this context. Sarah then asks why Emily and her last boyfriend split up. Split up means to separate, to end the romantic relationship. You can say split up or break up, and break up can also be used as a noun. Emily says that the breakup was because she and her boyfriend drifted apart. This means they slowly started to go in different directions over time. Sarah's last relationship was a nightmare. That means it was really terrible. It started when she hooked up with someone at a party. The phrasal verb hook up with someone can be used as a slang expression meaning to have sex with that person, especially someone you just met or someone you only stay with for one night. However, in Sarah's case, she stayed with the boyfriend for 6 months when they were constantly fighting and making up. Making up means reconciling and restoring peace in the relationship after a fight. It was a difficult relationship, and Sarah says she doesn't know how she put up with him for so long. The phrasal verb put up with someone means to tolerate a difficult, annoying, or unpleasant person. The relationship ended when the boyfriend cheated on Sarah. That means he was kissing or having sex with another woman. Sarah discovered him making out with his ex-girlfriend. To make out with someone means to kiss the person very passionately. The boyfriend wanted another chance with Sarah, but Sarah knew he was trying to jerk her around. That means to manipulate her or use her for his own advantage. So she broke up with him. She ended the relationship. Sarah asks Emily if Emily is going out with anyone at the moment. The phrasal verb go out with can mean to go out on a date with someone once, or it can mean to be in a relationship for an extended period of time. In this second case, we usually use it in the present continuous, going out with. So Sarah is asking if Emily is currently in a relationship. Emily says she isn't in a serious relationship because she's not interested in settling down yet. In this context, settle down means to be in a long-term, stable relationship. For example, getting married and having kids and living a typical family life. You've now learned 16 phrasal verbs about romantic relationships. But wait, it's time for the most important part, which is to practice what you've learned. Scroll down to the bottom of this lesson, or open the lesson text, and take the quiz to test how well you remember the phrasal verbs. Then do the writing exercise where you can practice using the phrasal verbs in your own sentences. Thanks for watching, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.